Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the 5 Foot Pod. Newbie here, along with Jackie and Evelyn.
Yes, hello. Uh-oh.
This is our, third, well, I guess, third or fourth podcast that we're going to post?
Yes.
I lost track because we're so good.
Not true. We just don't pay attention.
Welcome everyone. It's Monday, which means it's Bachelor Night.
It's actually Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, wait. It is Tuesday.
Are you guys done?
It's Tuesday. Scratch that. It's Tuesday, which means it's Bachelor finale night.
Woo-hoo. Final rose, guys.
It's the final rose. Tonight is the finale for Peter, and can I just say...
Stupid.
Yes. I'm very frustrated with the season. I don't know what to believe. I just want it to be over already at this point. I'm ready for Bachelor in Paradise. Can we just skip over Claire's season and just go straight to Paradise?
Right, I just want
to
go... No, isn't it Bachelor in Paradise after this?
No, it's the Bachelorette. And then they take people from both seasons and then do Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, but after Bachelor, it's...
Yeah, after the Bachelorette, which is next.
I always thought it was the Bachelorette in Paradise and then Bachelorette.
What?
No.
No, I wish...
No, because they need to take girls from Peter's season and guys from Claire's season to do Paradise.
Isn't it kind of weird, though, if you think about it? Because Claire's are older.
That's what I was going to bring up. People were saying that on the internet. They were like, well, Claire's are going to be, older 30-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter's season...
Well, how old is
she? I mean, obviously not everyone's going to get picked. And they pick other people from other seasons, too. But, I mean, we all know McKenna's going to be there. Fucking
for sure.
Tammy... Hannah Ann, probably.
Aleo.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. I mean, I'm all about different age relationships. My nurse, my preceptor, her and her husband are 12 years apart.
Whoa.
12 years?
And they're doing great. They have two kids. You know, they're happy.
12 years?
How old is she, 20?
I think she said she was going to turn 31.
So he's 43?
Yeah.
She said 20.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I feel like, I hope the 30-year-olds that go on Claire's season or the older people are more mature.
For some reason, I feel like it's going to just be even more, kind of, just...
I'm curious to see if it would change, the dynamics.
They should do that
I mean, I'm sure there's still going to be some drama.
Oh, for sure.
There's not... The Bachelor's not a Bachelor if there's no season. I mean, no season. If there's no drama.
Yeah. But I'm just curious if we're going to see, more maturity and more people, not crying about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because they're guys.
But the girls are more emotional.
Yeah, I was going to say, but then it's different because this last season there were fucking 20-year-old girls. But anyways, yeah.
No, Peter doesn't... no, see, I think it's going to go to waste this whole season. It's worthless.
I think we all know that.
Yeah,
Peter's season is a waste.
It's Ari's season.
Bullshit.
Peter's season was so confusing. We can make a whole podcast just talking about Peter's season, guys. So let us know if that's something you want to hear because... Trust me, we have lots of opinions, lots of theories, lots of comments to make. But, you know, we're going to keep it simple. Tonight's the finale. We're going to see how that goes, and maybe we'll come and discuss it all for a podcast.
Yes.
We got bags of chips for this, because it's serious. I got Doritos.
I got... me and Evelyn got the same chip. We got the popcorn ones, but...
It's puff corn.
Yeah, you just started eating them, two weeks
ago. I'm just swearing.
Literally.
I love popcorn.
Have you never
The only... No, I've... What?
Look out of your voice.
I love popcorn.
Did it screech?
Not really airy. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, guys, I'm really happy because this is the first podcast where I'm not, coughing and dying every 5 minutes.
It's funny because she was literally coughing, 5 minutes.
Yeah, right before this started, I tried to, get everything out.
And she's like, of course, let me start podcasting is when I start coughing.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, if you want to call me out.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Let's
not,
tell everyone about your steak story.
The steak story?
The what?
Oh, God.
The steak story when we went to say.
I thought they said the steak story.
Oh, by the way. Okay, guys. So, remember we told you guys at the beginning of this podcast that Jackie's just one of those kids that's just you don't know what the fuck is wrong with her.
But I'm really funny. You guys can't lie. I'm funny.
What does that have to do with anything?
Though? Because I'm funny. I make this podcast better because I'm funny.
This bitch.
This podcast better.
No, you know what? I think if anything, I make this podcast better. Look at me.
Stop being conceited asses.
No one can look at you, first of all. Second of all, Evelyn's a true goddess. Just kidding. Anyway. It's not funny. Wait, was Nubia there? No, right?
I was there at the steak thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't notice it.
Were until you? Evelyn started laughing.
Yeah, I was.
Yes, it was. She was sitting yes. there. It was Nubia, so me. And then no, I Nubia, you, and me.
It was so
yeah,
funny.
So we told you guys, Jackie, we told you guys at the beginning, like, we have a lot of stories about Jackie and, like, the shit she does. Let us tell you about this fucking steak story.
It's not God, funny. It's so funny. It's mean.
So, we went to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. I mean, get their rice and mashed potatoes.
As you know, steak. A family dinner kind of thing. And so, they sat us down, and we ordered our drinks, and then we were looking through the menu, obviously, to see what we wanted. And so a couple minutes later, once we all decided, our waiter came back, and there was...
Jackie decided she wanted to get steak and, like, some other shit.
I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna set it up, you know? Oh, okay. So we all ordered, and like Nubia said, Jackie decided that she wanted to get steak, and so...
Oh, by the way, how long ago was this?
It was
a couple years ago, right?
No, it was a couple months ago.
Months?
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
No, it was, like, last year.
Not years ago. Last year was a couple months ago.
Literally, it was, like, last year. And Jackie, she's, like, obviously young, but she's older now. So we figured, like, okay, she needs to start ordering her own stuff at this point,
I've never done. Actually, yeah.
Which she gets really nervous about, but, like, you know, she gets older, so we're like, okay, you need to start ordering your own stuff and asking for your own things, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and Jackie... Mind you, I always sit next to Jackie. So we were.
I don't know why. It's just we always sit. They don't like me.
No, it's just. It's
you
just
literally always sit across from us.
It's just we always sit next to each other. I like Evelyn likes stealing my food, so.
Yeah. And so anyways, so we're ordering. We ordered everything that we wanted, and then it was Jackie's turn. And so Jackie's like, can I have the steak bites with a side of mashed potatoes and, like, rice.
Rice. And everything's great. Everything's fine. We're everything, cool.
Yeah, and so then the fucking waiter, the waitress, she fucking asks, how do you want it cooked? And Jackie fucking looks up at her and she says, yes.
I didn't hear. She was right next to
me. And then we're just, like, looking at each other, like,
Evelyn was just pulling her eyes up.
I fucking, out of the corner, you, like, fucking hear me snore. Because of how fucking
well, yeah, it's because she was literally right next to me, like, right next to me, and I heard I heard something else. I didn't hear.
Do you want it cooked?
Yeah, like, I think that's what I had.
Can I just say that even if that's what you heard, like, obviously it's gonna be cooked. You think they're just gonna bring you fucking a raw steak bite?
But I heard that. I heard, do you want it cooked? So I was like, yes. And then I just turned around, and then we stayed silent for like 2 minutes, and then
we were all just trying to process that if that just happened.
Yeah, and I was like, and then the girl started laughing, and I was like, oh shoot, and I was like, yeah, well done.
But no, I think one of us says, how do you want it cooked, Jackie?
I think it was Nubia.
Then you were like, oh,
like,
well,
oh,
done.
Yeah, I want it well done. But yeah,
it was so funny.
I was like,
how do you want it cooked? And she was like, yes. But she was like so happy and like excited that she was ordering by herself. Cooked?
Yes.
And like, it was literally the funniest thing ever.
Till this day, they bother me about it.
It was just one of those things that is just classic, you know?
Well, yeah, one time we actually went, I think, where did we go? We went somewhere and I asked for a steak again, and they asked me how well do I want it done? And I said, well done, and then Evelyn started laughing.
Yeah,
Texas Roadhouse!
Yeah, it gave me, like, fucking flashbacks to when, oh, God.
Texas Roadhouse, last time you weren't there because you were at school. But, they asked me, and I asked for steak, and I knew Evelyn's gonna start laughing if they asked me that, so I just tried not laughing.
I think we're always gonna laugh forever.
Yeah, so then I said, well done, and before I even answered, I started laughing, because Evelyn was laughing. I was like, well done.
Ew, what the fuck?
Because I was laughing at the same time. But yeah, now they just keep bothering me about it, you know?
It just goes to show that, like, just the kind of person Jackie is.
I told you I'm funny.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the steak story, guys.
Oh, that's the steak story.
One of the thousands of stories.
Can we talk about that mom story, though, that we were talking about earlier today?
What mom story? I just want to say everyone's, like, swinging back and forth laughing.
She's going fast.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, one time.
So my little brother, Christian and Cindy... So they got in trouble. I don't even remember who it was.
Wait, this happened today?
No,
it happened like a while ago. It was last year. I know it was last year.
It's so funny. But Christian or Cindy, one of them, got in trouble. And so my mom, she, like, went to the closet to get the belt to scare them.
It's because the belts are, like, hung up on the closet, right? It feels like this thing where you hold everything.
Dude, what the hell? Yeah, everyone's literally having, like, convulsions so from funny. How much she's laughing.
Because I was like, she screamed at them. I was like, oh, shoot, Evelyn, it's about to go down. Because me and Evelyn just don't like being there when something's about to happen. So then she got so mad. She went to the closet.
Me and Jackie, like, stared in a room from the kitchen. We were, like, looking in the room.
Wait, what? You guys are standing in the kitchen, peeking into the room.
I was standing in the door, like next to the balcony door, and I was peeking, and then I saw her slam the door open, and she got the bell. She came out so fast and angry. I'm like storming out at this point. I'm so what the heck? She was coming out like Flash, and I was like, she's coming fast. She's coming fast. And so I'm running to the closet, which is where we are here right now. We went running to the closet, and Evelyn fucking pushed me because how scared she was. So I stabbed myself.
Yeah, I pushed her so I could get in first.
Why? She was gonna come beat you guys.
I know, but we just don't like being there when she's gonna hit the kids. It's just too much. Cause I know we're gonna like.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it was the funniest thing ever.
She came out like with Flash, the cinto, like all folded up and with her hand up. She came out like Flash with her angry face. She's scared. So then she's like, she was coming like Flash, and I was like, she's coming fast. And I'm running, and Evelyn pushed me, and I stabbed myself in the corner of the table.
That was so funny, bro.
What? Oh my god.
And now, till this day, we use it. You saw them. You heard of
this. You saw that? You stupid. But yeah, I don't know. That's one of the funniest things that's happened in this house. Remember Jackie like looked back at me all scared, yeah, and then
It was the first year we lived here. I know that. Because we lived here for like 2 years already. So I think it was like the first year. That's so funny.
That's
fucking hilarious. She's coming fast. And now every single time she gets mad or someone's coming like super fast, like she's coming fast.
It's funny.
That's so funny.
You okay? Evan's like sweating.
What was your weather?
So fucking
funny.
Amazing.
She's coming fast. And I said it weird. So I was like, she's coming fast.
Like, sounded so scared.
Jackie. I was like, she's coming fast.
It sounded like mom was like a fucking murderer. That was so funny.
It was so good.
What the fuck? And then you guys just stayed here in the closet?
I was gonna hide in there, and Evelyn freaking pushed me, and then I ended up hiding here, and then she hid right there.
Yeah.
And
we literally fucking hid. That's how terrible.
Yeah, that's how.
What the fuck?
It was so funny. Yeah, I wish you were there.
It was amazing.
That sounds hilarious.
My mom's so funny, guys.
The other day, we had like a whole water gun fight.
Oh god.
Not even with water guns, though.
It was the
Yeah, we had the rociador, like the hairspray bottle.
The water spray.
Spray bottle. We have like fucking like three of those. And then I had a syringe from the hospital, and I just filled that up with water.
Literally this.
And then I don't know how it started, but because I was shooting Christian in the butt.
Yeah, with and the he water. Because
he was getting mad, and it was funny.
I was in the bathroom using my phone.
Yeah, so then, I don't know, one thing led to another. My mom got a rociador, and then we got a rociador, and we started shooting each other, and I didn't realize it would turn into, like, what it did.
A water fight.
Like, literally slamming doors, hiding, like, we were in fucking stealing war. Stealing each
other. We were like, if you don't come get Christian, fucking, holding, you surrender your weapons. We're gonna do this to Christian.
I was holding Christian hostage in the bathroom, telling my mom to surrender the other spray bottle, otherwise he was gonna keep getting wet, and at the end of it all... whole apartment floor was
literally
covered in water. I literally slipped like twice.
My dad got the mop and he started mopping.
Yeah, dad got the mop and started mopping because it was all wet.
You know what? It was all worthless. You know why? Because we all lost and my mom was the one who won.
Literally, Evelyn died.
I just have to say, there's this one point where it was like the final battle, I guess.
Yeah.
We were out in the fucking thing and I fell on the floor. And then Christian falls on top of me and I fucking hit my face on the floor and I hit my tooth and I was like, oh my god, I just broke my fucking tooth. It was the scariest shit of my life.
Speaking of teeth, how do you guys feel about the dentist?
Oh, I don't like the dentist. It scares me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Actually, I like the dentist.
Jackie, when's the last time you went?
I think it was last year.
I just feel awkward when I'm like sitting there with my mouth open and I have like gurgling stuff in my throat, and I'm like, okay, I need to swallow, but then...
Oh my god, like, no,
does this hurt? And you're like, oh.
Well, they're like, trying to conversate, like, so are you in school? And you're just like, ah. Like, do not see that I can't talk.
One time I hated this one dentist so much because I went to my dentist appointment, and it was me and Cindy, right? And there was this one dentist appointment where, like, after they do, like, a two-person shit, and I was laying down, and this fucking, I don't know what the hell was wrong with him, but he squished my tongue so hard. Like, I
squished your tongue?
Yeah, like, he got one of those metal things, and he, like, put it down.
Oh, like the little circle thing to, like, keep your tongue down to clean it?
Yeah. It was so scary. He just, like, pushed it down. I literally couldn't move. And I was like, and it hurts. It's like, oh, is it hurting? I'm like, When is that? I'm like, oh, my God. It was so bad, bro.
You should have spoke your mind, Jack.
Actually,
no, you know what?
We never went back after that, actually. We've been to the other one, but we never went back.
You know what I hate? When they take pictures of your teeth and they fucking stick those plastic things on the side.
It's so annoying.
I hated those so much.
Like, open wide. I'm like, and the open wider. And I'm like, that's all I can open it.
Well, yeah, I try to open as much as I can.
I try to open as much as I can. It's like, open it as wide as you can. It's like, that's what I'm doing.
My thing
is, they shove their thumb in your fucking mouth. And I'm like, bro.
It was weird.
I wonder, like, who grows up wanting to be a dentist? Like, do they find teeth attractive? Do they think it's fun?
My drum major wants to be an orthodontist.
But why?
I don't fucking know.
Because, like, if you're a nurse or a regular doctor, you're like, oh, I like helping people, I like the body. But, like, teeth, it's like...
I like helping people with teeth.
Yeah, but, like, why?
Why do fucking men, like, working to get a baby birth?
Like, what?
Why is there, like, doctors, like, men that like to see vaginas opening up with a baby?
Why do you want to
think about that?
You're right.
Why do you want to be a nurse?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I, like, you know, it's, like, the body and stuff, but with... The dentist is just like teeth.
Yeah, that's the same with a chiropractor. You just fucking crack people's bones. Like, what?
I like hearing people's bones crack.
Would you ever consider going into the medical field, Jackie?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my god.
No, because, and it's just because.
Do you want to be an orthodontist?
No, I'm just not. Like, I like learning about, like, the body, and I like.
Do you though?
Yeah, I do. I actually love learning about the body. I don't know why. I like learning, but I just don't want to. I just wouldn't.
So you're saying you're going to be a murderer when you grow up?
Yes. Just kidding. Yes. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, which is sad, you know? Because my mom's like, yeah, you should know what you want to be. Yes, ya debes de saber. And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's okay, joking. When I was your age, I don't even remember. I think I wanted to be, like, a photographer. No. I really was into, like, I still like astronomy and, like, documentaries about space and stuff, but when I was younger, like Jackie, it was like on a whole other level, and I really wanted not to be an astronaut, but I wanted to work at like NASA or like a space place. That's what I wanted to do at your age, and you know, here I am not doing that, so it's okay.
Well, no, she only says that because Evelyn already knows what she wants to be, apparently, right?
I don't know yet. I know I want to go into the criminology field, but I don't know what I want to do.
And then Nubia is a student in nursing, obviously. So, I think that's why she expects me to be like, oh, ya debes saber que eres.
Just for the record, I didn't decide to be a nurse until my senior year of high school.
Yeah, you told me, I think you're like, don't worry. I wanted to be this and that until senior
literally
year.
Literally, I was going to be a psychology major until
What's
senior year.
What's a psychology
year?
Major?
Like, psychology.
What's psychology?
The study of
the mind.
The mind and, like, people and relationships, socials.
Relationships.
Yeah. Don't worry, Jackie. You have time.
I know, I do.
Okay, well,
7th, 8th, and everything else.
Exactly.
Actually, one of my friends wants to be a doctor.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And one of them wants to be a surgeon. My friend, which is, she has one of your friend's name, she wants to be a nurse, a registered
Abby?
Nurse. She wants to be a registered
nurse.
Oh, yeah,
you
nurse.
Told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says it every day.
Dude, literally. Because, oh my god, it's freaking hot.
It is.
Is it just,
well, as long as you don't go into the art field.
The what?
So the menu that she created.
Oh,
it's not funny. Oh my god, there's another story about me. That I just suck in. Honestly, when I say I suck at drawing, I genuinely suck.
Well, first of all, it's drawing, not drawing.
Drawing, I suck at it. Actually,
it's really
teachers,
bad, guys. Like, I feel like I could get by. I'm not like Cindy style, but I'm like pretty decent. But Jackie's like straight up like.
Everyone's kind of
can't
creative.
Draw a flower.
Can like draw like decent. And Cindy's really creative. She can, like, make things out of trash.
Evelyn, she can make, like, a heart seem real. So one time, I guess Jackie tried to, like, create a menu for school about something.
Okay, it was in fourth grade, and my teacher, she gave us this assignment where we had to make our own restaurant, actually, about, like, whether it's a pancakes, waffles, a cafe or whatever. And then Evelyn, you tell the rest. It was in this apartment, too. You have a desk.
Yeah, I was, like, fucking last year. What are you talking about?
You have a desk right here. It's a brown one. And I literally, when I kid you not, I literally stayed up for so long. I think I stayed up to, like, 10. And I took, like, so long trying to draw the... Because I already had my whole menu, right? I wrote everything in.
Like, your menu of food?
Yeah.
What? This is the fucking picture.
Yeah, because I had to do, like, a whole section, like, waffles... I was asking for waffles and, like...
Wait, what class is this for? Why?
It was...
Like, what was this supposed to teach you?
It was the fifth grade last year. I don't know. It's just a fucking assignment she made us do.
Busy work, that's what it is.
Yeah, which actually went in my grade, so... I got 100%, you know? Apparently, everyone didn't think that about my art. But, I stayed up so late. And, like, all I had to... I already finished writing, I think. I was just finished drawing, right? And I was like, I suck at drawing, but, you know, I'm just going to do my best. And I was actually pretty happy with what I did as a drawing. Because, like...
Did you draw pancakes?
I draw 3D pancakes. I tried making 3D pancakes.
Jackie made 3D pancakes. Just imagine that. 3D pancakes drawn on paper with a pencil by a fucking, like, 10-year-old.
Yeah, and then I drew the butter melting, so I did a little squiggly line.
That was the worst fucking part of the butter.
And I drew
the
drink that was so ugly, and I drew a plate over it, which looked like another pancake, but it was actually another plate. And then I was so happy because I did a little whipped cream and all
that. See, right now she says it's ugly, but at the time she was, like, so proud of it.
Yeah, and then Evelyn comes in, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I finally finished, and Evelyn walks in, and she's like, what is that? And I'm like, it's my project I have to do. She's like, that's like, so ew, what ugly. Is that? Yeah, she's like, that's so ugly. Like, what is that? She's like, and I was like, I don't know. I was just like, I was just so stressed out because I had to finish writing. She's like, you know, you could have just told me to write it because, you know, you don't know how to draw something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of, it was fucking funny, guys.
It was not
That's
funny.
So rude. Why would you be like, ew, what is that?
Because so I didn't know what the fuck it was.
So hard.
Like, literally, I'm not saying it to be mean. I genuinely did not know what the fuck it was.
She was like, what is that?
I'm like, they're pancakes for my assignment.
It was like two, like, cylinder flat things, like a fucking square, like, squiggly lines coming out of it.
That's the butter melting.
Yeah, clearly. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was genuinely confused. I had to look at the title.
Yeah, to know what my title was. Like, Jackie's Waffle.
Jackie's Pancakes and Waffles.
I was like, Jackie's Waffle Cafe. I think it was Cafe something.
Yeah, it was fucking funny. I was like, bruh.
So you guys probably think that we shit on Jackie a lot, but it's because she has the most shit to put on because she's just, yeah.
It's because I'm funny.
She's something.
It's funny.
She keeps saying she's funny, but...
I am. The shit I do.
I think I'm really funny.
I don't even try being funny.
Bro, we're leaving.
Fuck.
We're leaving that in your...
Someone just banged on the door.
Stop doing that.
I love the vibes.
Someone just slammed the door, hella hard, and we'll probably leave that in because it was kind of funny that me and Jackie... Evelyn didn't give a fuck. She was just, like, standing there.
Literally, and I mean, we were like, ah!
But what were you saying? Oh, yeah, I think I'm pretty funny.
No comment.
Crickets.
No crickets. Comment.
Not funny. I'm funny without even trying.
This bitch. Talk about conceited.
Stop. You guys even said Evelyn, you so...
When the fuck did I say
we actually did say
that. I said that. I was funny. You also said I was funny. Marcos also said I was funny.
Oh, yeah. We have these random moments where we'll, like, get deep and we'll, like, say something about each other.
It's mostly when my sister's boyfriend comes. So that's the only reason.
No, otherwise, sometimes we do it ourselves.
No, not really.
But most of the time, yeah.
Because he's like, let's do this.
Yeah, we'll, like, all go around in a circle and say something nice about each other. Evelyn bought a really cute tube top. It's blue. Can I borrow it? No. It's really cute.
Can I tell you that it's a surprise that Evelyn actually got it because she's not the type of people to actually...
She doesn't like her arms?
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, Evelyn, you look great. You look hot.
Oh, okay.
You're beautiful, Evelyn. Just the way you are, and when you smile,
the whole world stops and stares for a while.
It's like to say that Nubia swears she's a good singer because she was in choir for 1 year.
First of all, I did choir in middle school, so it's actually like 3 years that I've been in choir.
Wow, I'm so honored to stand next to you.
I know.
It's okay.
Can we all talk about how we all been, like...
Everyone's kissing my hand, guys. No. That's really sad.
We all been, like, kind of, like, involved in music. Because Evelyn is in band. And wasn't much in band. Knew it was in choir. Well, she still is.
I was in choir. I did guitar. And I did piano.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case you guys think I'm not talented because I don't play instruments.
You didn't say we were.
You assholes. I just like to say Nubia did that like for 1 year, like each. Just letting y'all know.
That's all I need. Jackie's, this is her first year fucking flute.
I know. But I'm not. I don't.
Jackie likes to act like she's been banned for like 50 years.
I was just saying that I like how we all been kind of involved in music, you know? Because Evelyn plays the clarinet. You played piano and something else.
Piano.
And your vocals, I guess. And then I play flute. I think I might switch.
I'm trying to learn.
You're gonna switch instruments? Why?
To what?
I don't know.
Bro, you can't say I don't know and not know.
I like the flute, but in case like if 1 year I don't want to do it, I'm thinking about playing another instrument. I don't know which one.
No. Advice: never switch instruments in middle school. Don't do it. Not in middle school. I've always thought about doing it in high school during marching season because it gives me an excuse to change.
That's true. Don't you say you want to be a baritone?
I don't know.
I think you'll be good as a baritone, actually.
Baritone, or maybe
even though you're short.
Or trombone, maybe.
Trombone?
I don't know.
Tuba? It should be a tuba.
I don't want to do low brow. I mean, I don't want to do woodwind because I'm already a woodwind.
You've been doing woodwind for like 5 years.
I know that, yeah. That's why I want to do like a brass instrument. Mm-hmm. If anything else, it should. A saxophone, but they probably not.
Evelyn!
Oh, yeah.
What? Sorry. Chicken feet!
Look, it's on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're like chicken feet.
When does that new Mulan movie come out?
I don't know.
Or is it already out? No, some people went to the premiere. I'm guessing it's coming out soon.
Yeah. When does Mulan come out? Let me search up.
Thanks.
When does Mulan come out? March 27th, 2020.
Wow.
Damn, so I thought it was like at least next week.
Right? That's still a long time.
I mean, it's already March 10th.
I'm curious if it's good. I've heard it's good.
I want to watch it.
Even though it doesn't have the original,
a lot of people,
stuff.
Yeah, people said that there wasn't going to be like a lot of the...
Yeah, like it doesn't have Mushu. I guess it doesn't have the love interest.
Yeah, it doesn't have the cricket.
The cricket's literally the whole reason this whole movie happened.
Yeah.
You bring on to a soul.
Yeah. Do you have the music, Ali?
She doesn't cut her hair, I don't think. I don't know.
No, I don't think it does, because on the picture, it shows her with her long hair.
Yeah, she doesn't cut her hair.
Bo-ro.
The whole, ideal of Mulan is that she cuts her hair.
Who's your favorite princess?
Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Really?
She's underrated, and I don't appreciate that. What do you mean, why?
Why is she your favorite princess?
Oh, I just like her.
Like,
I mean,
the storyline
She worked really hard to open up her shop and everything, and she fucking turns into a frog. I don't know, it's interesting.
That's so true. You want to know my two least favorite princesses?
Who?
My least favorite is Snow White, for sure. I don't know why, I just don't. And then I feel like Cinderella's overrated. Ish.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't
know. I feel like she's overrated.
I think
my favorite one is Belle.
My least favorite is probably Sleeping Beauty.
And Rapunzel. Belle is Rapunzel, and Rapunzel? Is Rapunzel? Is Rapunzel considered?
She's more Pixar than... I mean, I guess
she's not
is.
Like an official Disney princess, but she's a princess.
So I think I'll say her. And Belle.
Belle's good.
Aurora's kind of like...
With Sleeping Beauty, yeah. Yeah. It's probably her and Snow White.
I don't think Snow White's that, like... I don't find it that interesting.
I don't even think I've seen the whole Snow White movie.
I met someone...
I guess she bites an apple. She lives in the woods with these...
That's not it at all.
With the door, she bites an apple because the queen wants her to die, and then... She doesn't even die. She faints, and then... The prince comes and just decides to kiss a random stranger in the middle of the woods.
No. She already... Because they already knew... I don't know. I just remember she runs away because... the queen sends a guy to go kill her and bring back the heart, and he can't do it, and so he tells her to run away,
bring back the heart
of her
heart,
yeah, to show that to show that he killed her, and so he tells her to run away.
That
kind of
seems morbid for Disney.
Yeah, well, this wasn't based on Disney back then.
Oh, you're right.
So she goes and he tells her to run away, and she does, and that's when she finds the seven dwarves, like, home. Mm-hmm. And then they come in, hi-hoing.
Hi-ho.
And then a couple, I don't even know how much time passed. A couple of days, maybe weeks, months. But the queen finds out that that heart was a pig heart. And the...
Oh, the guy faked it? Yeah, yeah. So she would have fucking, like, killed him?
Yeah, because she found out... Because she was like, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
And then Snow White pops up, and she's like, I thought that bitch was dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then, she asks the mirror, like, where the fuck is she? And she finds out, and then she, like, disguises herself as an old woman, brings fucking apples, because Snow White's a dumbass and eats strange-ass apples.
And it's poison.
She fucking dies.
And then she knocks on the door, and she gets her the apple.
The old lady was fucking persistent on her biting the apple. Is that not suspicious?
And then she bites it, and then she's like, bite it.
And then she's like, fucking falls and dies. Mom. And then the dwarves find her after work, and they fucking put her on this flower bed in the middle of the fucking forest.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the prince comes out of nowhere, I guess. Well, actually, not really out of nowhere.
I don't know. I'm over this. Anyways.
Yeah, I just don't find Snow White that interesting. I just don't.
I think...
My least favorite.
I like The Little Mermaid, but then I also think she was kind of like... The storyline, if you actually think about it, it's kind of ridiculous that she went on to the shore, saw a prince for like 5 seconds, and was like, oh my god, I need to go to land.
She's my least favorite Disney princess.
I think that's Snow White.
I feel like she's a typical teen, like, I want to do this.
Yeah, but...
I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's your favorite appreciate... villain? Ooh.
Maleficent's
a good villain.
I like Hades.
I like Lord Farquaad.
We were talking about that at school.
If you guys know where that reference is from, please tell me.
Everyone fucking knows where that reference is
from. Lord Farquaad.
We were talking about that at school. And
he hopped and he popped.
Yeah, someone said, I don't know who said that, but someone said, what is that? And I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, you know what that
is?
See,
not everyone knows
what that.
Where
yeah, and
from.
I'm like, you do not know how
to. No,
it
I'm pretty sure they've seen it. They just
Lord Farquaad. He hopped and he popped.
They just don't remember it, line by line. Like a sad person.
I fucking love the Shrek movies.
I just like the first one.
I like all of them. I literally love Shrek movies. It's kind of
ridiculous. My least favorite is the fourth one, the one with the leprechaun.
I think it's cute.
No, I think it's stupid. Like, what the fuck, Shrek? Make up your mind.
What do you mean?
Like, he's like, oh, I don't want to have this anymore, and he fucking wishes everything's gone.
No, he thinks it's just for a day.
Oh.
Like, well, that's fucking fun. Rumpelstiltskin and then, tricks him!
Yeah, and then in the second one, where he's fucking trying to get Arthur, is that his name?
Oh, that's the third one.
Oh, what the fuck is the second one?
The second one is where he goes to meet Fiona's
parents.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, and then Arthur.
And he turns into a human.
Oh, yeah. Well, the third one.
And the fact that he believes that Fiona likes Prince Charming.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Like, what?
But I love the Shrek movies. I love that they put, like, Easter eggs of all, like, the Disney movies and, like, quotes from different stuff. If you guys, I think the Fine Brothers did a video, like, showing all this. It's super cool. But Shrek movies are literally, like, my favorite animated movies. And Hotel Transylvania movies.
I think you told me once that you love Shrek.
Shrek movies,
like, you watched it, like, five times.
When I don't know what to watch as far as movies or something, I'm like, all right, let's
put on
Shrek.
Walk into her room and she's watching Shrek.
Yeah, it's great. And the Hotel Transylvania movies, I love
those.
The
weird part is that she knows every single freaking phrase.
Exactly.
I don't like the third one. The Hotel Transylvania.
Is that the cruise?
The cruise. I just think it's pretty pointless.
You haven't seen it?
We're gonna watch it tonight.
No,
we can't.
It's good. Why don't you like it?
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't like it. It was stupid. Like, what? You only zing once? Oh, wait. Bullshit. You can zing with whoever the fuck you want.
Well, he didn't know.
That's just bullshit, though. It's just, there's no point. It was useless. Like, why? Why?
The zing?
No, like, the whole fucking movie. I just,
what do you mean?
I'll never get it. I don't know.
Wow. You have no taste.
You have bad taste.
Let me know, guys, if you guys are fans of the Shrek movies and all the Transylvania movies. Let's show Evelyn.
I'm always more of, like, an original, and that's it. Like, the first movie, I love. But after that, it's like, why? Why would you make another one? Why would you
because
ruin
so good.
A perfectly good story and fucking bring some random
you
shit
add
in?
To the story.
No, because then you just have to keep adding it. Because what if they get divorced later?
What?
We don't fucking know that exactly.
This is what I mean with the differences with me and Evelyn. Well, actually, I think some original things are better left untouched.
Like Cars? Just saying.
Like Enchanted.
I don't like Cars.
Cars? I don't. I've never seen Cars.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen Cars. Toy Story is one of the series that's good.
Toy Story is different. Toy Story is Toy Story.
No. You can't fucking do that. You can't pick and choose. You're like, oh, I just like originals. And then you come and say all the Toy Stories are great.
Yeah, because Toy Story is Toy Story.
That's and Shrek is Shrek.
I never said Shrek or bad. I just said they're not my favorite. There's a difference. Hotel Transylvania ones are bad.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're good. I love them.
My favorite one's the first one.
Well, you have the heart of a child.
They're all good.
No, no. Check his face.
My SpongeBob?
No. Again, Toy Story is a different story because that's Toy Story.
I don't like the second Toy Story that
much. It doesn't change. Like, it doesn't just come up with a random ass shit like Hotel Transylvania did. It follows the sequence. Every time a scene ends in Toy Story, it starts in the next movie after that. It makes sense. And
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It gives a whole story. It gives a whole fucking story. Hotel Transylvania is just a new story every fucking movie.
Toy Story 3 with Lotso came out of fucking nowhere.
No, it didn't.
But yes, it did.
But it doesn't go right into, he buys him and everything.
Yeah, we fucking find out why they end up there. It just tells the whole fucking story.
What about the second movie with Jessie?
It tells the story why she ends up there, too.
I don't remember the second movie. That's the one movie I don't really remember much about.
Again, they all follow the sequence of events.
They follow the way when the first movie ended is the way the second movie
exactly
starts. So does Hotel Transylvania.
No,
the first one they meet and it's all great. They finally come together. Yeah. The second one they have the kid.
Yeah, those two make sense. But
they've been together living for a long time and now they need a vacation because it's just been the hotel this whole time. So they go on vacation.
That's just fucking random.
How does that not flow?
That doesn't flow.
It does!
You can't go from oh my god, we're so happy at this hotel, I don't want to fucking leave ever. And then
they never said that.
Yes, they did. What do you mean?
You just said, no, no, no!
I'm just fucking saying.
No!
This conversation is over.
No.
This conversation is over.
This
conversation!
The second one, the kid learns, becomes a vampire, everything's great at the end. Okay. And then the third one is where Dracula's, lonely because, his daughter has a husband and a kid. Everyone has their life. He's just working. And so Mavis tells him that she's taking him on vacation. How does that not flow?
Because he was fucking
happy. You are being very unjust right now. Because
he was happy. He was fucking happy at the end of the second one. And then the next one, he's all fucking depressed.
He wasn't depressed. He was just looking to date. And then Mavis took it the wrong way. And, she, did some shit. And then ended up taking them on a vacation.
What? But it just doesn't go with the flow.
Yes, it does.
That's your opinion. But
just like the fucking Shrek movies do, too.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
That's my opinion. It's a good video.
It doesn't make sense for me. Hotel Transylvania doesn't make sense.
You don't make sense.
I do make sense, though.
No.
I feel like people would agree.
Let us know, guys, if you think Hotel Transylvania, first of all, is a good series of movies.
It's a good
movie. And second of all, that the way it flows makes sense. The timeline.
The third one just doesn't make sense, though. The first and second one, it makes
sense. Just because it's in a different scenario. A setting.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
It does mean that.
Well, then fucking Toy Story doesn't make sense because it doesn't take place at Andy's house.
Yes, it does.
The original. No, it doesn't! The third one takes place at the whatever daycare, and the fourth one takes place fucking on the road at a carnival.
No.
But it follows...
Yeah, that's
no,
what I thought.
No! You're just not understanding the point that it follows a sequence. After the third Toy Story 3, he gives it to Bonnie, and in the fourth one, it talks about Bonnie and how her whole
experience... Yeah! In Hotel Transylvania 3, they fucking get married, or the first one, they get married, everything's fine, they like Johnny.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
So the second one, that's all of them being happy, growing their kid, and then the third one, it's all of them being settled into the life that they developed in the second movie, and now they need a vacation.
No, this is the first and the second one make a lot more sense than the third one. The third one seemed like a random one that they just threw in there.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, guys, let us know what you think.
You just heard them arguing.
Which
is what I deal with all the time.
Nubi just doesn't open her mind to being realistic.
You
know what?
You don't open your mind.
I do open
my mind. To having an open, loving heart.
I'm telling you. I'm saying I get why you think that. And there's some movies that do make sense, like the first and the second. I'm saying that I just don't understand the third one. And
I'm telling you why so you understand.
But it doesn't make sense to me. No, to me.
Well, it access to the fact that I'm saying to me as a person myself, not, oh, no, it doesn't make sense to anyone. Do not. That's the thing that you don't process. That I'm saying to me.
But I want you to convince yourself that it does make sense.
Why am I going to convince myself if that's what I
think? Because it's right.
No, it's not right. That's your opinion. Not everyone thinks
that's the same. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion. Exactly. Not everyone thinks the
you
same
know
as you do.
Whatever.
I'm Evelyn, if anyone wants to watch Hold Out on Someone Yet Through with me, let me know.
I don't know.
Would you would like to watch it
with me? No, I wouldn't. It's not after that.
I would actually. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Really good.
Said that. You said did you know Miley was supposed to be Mavis? But then she came out Miley with like Cyrus? Some twerking video, some smoking video, and they like
Miley Cyrus?
Left her and then got Selena Gomez.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Isn't that
she
supposed to play?
Is
this
something
going
on?
Stop.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You
well,
just witnessed an argument that I go through every single day.
Yeah, well, Disney movies are something.
They're not even Disney.
They're not.
Oh, no, they're not Disney, huh? No,
not even Toy Story.
Disney. Never mind. Pixar. They're Pixar.
No.
Or not Pixar.
No, the only Pixar one is fucking Toy Story.
Shrek. Shrek isn't Disney.
Shrek is DreamWorks.
Yeah. Shrek is DreamWorks. Hold Up Transylvania.
I don't fucking know what to hold
up. That's Disney.
No, it's not.
It's on Disney Plus.
Is it really?
Are you serious?
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's Disney.
Since when?
That's what I'm saying.
Since when is fucking Hotel Transylvania? When we went to go see in theaters, I never saw the Disney Works shit. The fucking
Disney
castle,
Works?
The castle shit that comes up at the what's beginning of every Disney movie.
Hotel.
I don't remember seeing that shit.
Hotel Transylvania, it's a Disney.
I've never heard of that.
It's not Pixar. And well, it's not DreamWorks.
I've never seen it Disney. That's weird.
Jack is looking up, guys. But I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
I think I've seen it on
Disney. I remember when trailers came out, because you know how before every Disney trailer, the castle comes up.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at any point.
Maybe they changed.
No, just because kidding. Every single Disney movie has.
Yeah. Why is this taking so long? Why don't you just search it up?
Because I'm not spelling.
Are you sure?
Did you guys hear this? She just said, because I don't know how to spell it. You don't know how to spell hotel, at least.
Wait.
Jackie, you're fired. I can't.
It's because I don't know. Oh my god, how do you spell hotel?
Oh my fucking gosh.
Hotel Transylvania.
Do you not have Disney
You just
Plus?
Have to put hotel.
I did. Look, I put hotel.
Why don't you just Google it? You know what's work, Jackie? Looking up how to spell hotel. I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
It is Disney Plus.
It is
it's
Disney
not even
Plus.
On Disney Plus.
It's not.
It's not Disney, right?
Production Pictures.
There you fucking go. I told you.
Well, I didn't say the name yet.
It's obviously not Disney.
Columbia Pictures, Sony Pictures Animation, Sony Pictures. It's Sony? Is that even a thing?
Yeah. Fucking told you. I don't remember seeing no fucking Disney shit before Hotel Transylvania.
It's by Sony.
Yeah.
Or Sony.
What? I fucking told you.
What other movies are Sony?
Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, those kinds of movies?
If it's not DreamWorks, then it's
by the way, guys, earlier today we were watching Starstruck. It's a Disney movie.
I watched the
Disney tell you, original movie.
And
I saw it yesterday. And then I saw it today this morning because I really liked the songs. They're so amazing.
But we were watching that, and then the guy in the movie, Christopher Wilde, is played by the guy that plays Chad
in
Sunny with a Chance, which
isn't
is like.
Sonny?
Sunny with a Chance, which is like an old Disney show with Demi Sonny? Lovato. No, it's Sunny.
Sunny. It's spelled Sunny, though.
I know, but it's Sunny.
That's weird.
But it's an old Disney show that Demi Lovato did on Disney Channel. And it was funny because we were asking Jackie if she knew what Sunny with a Chance was.
Oh my god.
And of course, she's young, so she didn't know. But then she's like, Sunny. Sunny with a Chance, and then Evelyn was like, not the fucking meatballs. Because you know, like, Sunny like with a Chance of Meatballs.
Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah. So I was like, does she mean Cloudy? Because like, that's the only movie I know. And she's like, not the one with the meatballs.
But it's so funny the way she said it. Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs. Or Sunny. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is a good movie.
Yeah.
The spray on shoes.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him.
Well.
Have you guys seen Wall-E?
No, actually, I haven't seen
Wall-E.
I heard it's good.
Silly. I saw some of it, and it's so cute already. I told Marcos, and he was like, you should totally see it. Like, he said it's such a love-filled movie.
I heard it's really good, actually. It is. But it never, like, caught my attention.
It's about, like, no, it's about... It's
the
about,
robot and, like, the world ends or something. He cleans up trash or something.
The world is, like, a whole... There's, like, buildings of trash. Like, everything's trash. And then he meets...
You mean, like, where we're heading to right now if Bernie doesn't win?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Don't bring politics into this.
Okay,
well, vote for Bernie.
Vote for Bernie, guys.
Feel the burn.
No matter what.
Evelyn's a Trump supporter, so she doesn't like
of
this.
Of course
not true.
Evelyn, you're a Trump supporter.
Yes, can I am. I'm just saying.
No offense to any of the Trump
Jackie, can you stop saying stupid shit like period and fucking, don't be shy, give me more. And then that other shit you do like,
oh. You're lying,
let me see.
Yeah,
let me
see. Whatever
Evelyn, fuck
that is. No, Evelyn,
I'm done with this generation.
Do you
generation.
Have a
doll,
Evelyn?
No, I don't.
For slushy?
No.
You're fucking lying, let me see. You have it right there.
Give me.
Apparently these are vines. I don't know what the fuck they are, but TikToks. I'm not. What? I fucking. You have no idea how much I hate. Period.
Period.
That's so fucking annoying.
It's just the way that people take you serious.
No, it's the way you sound entitled.
Yeah, that's the point. True.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Anyways, well, guys, after that much Disney deliberation, I think we're gonna go watch a Disney movie of our own and call it a day.
I'm actually probably going to watch it, too.
Oh. Does anyone want to watch a Disney movie with
me?
Well, okay, Jackie.
Yes.
Well, like, bonding.
No.
Thanks for listening to us, guys. Wow, I can't believe we're on our, like, third or fourth podcast.
I know, right? And it goes, it flows pretty quickly.
It does.
Since we actually talk.
It flows pretty quickly.
And yeah. Since Evelyn and Livia argued for, like, 50 minutes, so.
Yeah.
That's half of the podcast.
This is kind of good shit people
half
come for.
Half of the podcast is Evelyn and Nubia arguing, and then The Bachelor.
This is what people come for.
Well,
the last podcast we filmed was literally the entire thing was about Jackie. I just, like, put that out.
But that was not my fault. That was your guys' fault. You guys kept bringing me up.
No, that's not true. You always, because the whole, you started the conversation by talking about yourself. And then
like
a couple
always.
Minutes later, you're like, oh yeah, me too. And then we started talking about you again, and then again, and then again.
That's my skill.
That's not really. That's not really.
Just so you know, this is the last podcast you're gonna hear Jackie in.
Yeah,
if you want me to,
she's gonna be fired here pretty soon. In fact, let's just do it right now, Jackie.
You're fired. Get out.
It's been a great time, but I just don't think you fit in.
Tune in for my new podcast coming out next week,
the 1 foot pod.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay. Because she's just one person.
No, I'm a provisions.
Oh my god.
I'm a below average.
Literally,
I can fucking see.
I'm a below average.
Maybe you can
say okay, I'm gonna
good.
Put Jackie
Chan. We're all just gonna split and create our own podcast, guys, and then you show us who's your favorite.
You're gonna rip my clothes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you in our next one. Bye.
Bye.